The rebellion started with World War I, the prolonged stalemate of 1915 to 1916, the increasing insolence of Germany toward the United States, and our official reluctance to declare our status as a belligerent, were intolerable to many of our idealistic citizens, and, with typical American adventurousness, enhanced somewhat by the strenuous jingoism of Theodore Roosevelt, our young men began to enlist under foreign flags. In the words of Joe Williams in John Dos Passos, USA, they wanted to get into the fun before the whole thing turned belly up. The military service in 1916 to 1917 was still a romantic occupation. The young men of college age in 1917 knew nothing of modern warfare. The strife of 1861 to 1865 had popularly become, in motion picture and history, a magnolia-scented soap opera, while the 100 days fracas with Spain in 1898 had dissolved into a one-sided victory at Manila and a cinematic charge up San Juan Hill. Furthermore, there were enough high school assembly orators proclaiming the character-forming force of the strenuous life to convince more than enough otherwise sensible boys that service in the European conflict would be of great personal value, in addition to being idealistic and exciting.